Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by some leaders with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. On this weekend show, we're previewing the upcoming Motherlode Roundup, which is coming up on Mother's Day weekend in May. We're joined in studio this weekend by Audie Archer, Steve Zielinski, and Dan Dernal. Steve Zielinski, I'll go back to you. During the last segment, Audie Archer was ending talking about a lot of the special people getting recognition, you know, in past years as well as this coming year or this year with the Roundup. In 2021, was there a Grand Marshal?
Well, technically, there was not an official Grand Marshal, but, you know, the posse got together and they kind of felt sorry for Coyote Sam. So they officially made Coyote Sam the Grand Marshal of 2021, fully aware that there wasn't going to be an event that year, which kind of disappointed Coyote Sam. We thought that might stop him from trying to stop our rodeo in the future, but as we saw last Thursday, that wasn't the case, so... Anyway, by default, he was the 2021 Grand Marshal.
That's great. Yeah, I bet he was disappointed when he showed up at the fairgrounds. Nobody was there. Yeah. I'll go back over to Dan Dernal. You know, we talked about the Calcutta a little bit is combined this year with the coronation. What other things will people see on the Calcutta?
Well, as in tradition the past many years now, we have a Calcutta, which basically is a auction bidding process for our calf scramble teams that signed up recently in a local sign-up event. What consists of it is the teams parade themselves up and down the alley, and would-be bidders buy them for the place they will end up in the calf scramble competition. Money that is earned basically is we set some aside for a very successful scholarship program that we've had over the years. So it's really a great event for the local people to come out, bid, have some fun. And actually, the Calcutta night is the first night of basically rodeo festivities.
Yeah, always a popular event in the community. And then, of course, shortly after that will be the parade, a big event that's going to be coming up. And Audie Archer, what can you tell us about the anticipation for that event this year?
Well, Jim Opie will be starting that parade right at 10 o'clock downtown Main Street, and a lot of people are excited for the parade. We're getting a lot of sign-ups. I think we're going to have a really nice parade, a lot of people signing up their forms to have floats and different things in the parade, so it's really looking great. So I recommend people line up early and get your spot early because it's going to be full.
Yeah, it's always hard to find a spot anyway, but I imagine after 2 years off, it's just going to be an extra buildup and excitement in downtown on that Saturday morning.
Yeah, they'll probably, you're talking about 10, 15, 20 people deep, you know, on the side of the streets and the walkways and stuff. It's going to be pretty full. Mm-hmm. So get your best seat early.
And, of course, the big event after the parade, the rodeo, the two-day event. I'll go back to Dan Dernal. What can people expect this year with that event?
Well, basically, we're coming back in full force. Like I said, most of our contractors and subcontract personnel will be back. Tim Bridwell with Bridwell Pro Rodeos is bringing the best stock, so it's going to be an exciting event both days. Some of our specialty acts, we have J.J. Harrison, Barrel Man, Funny Clown coming back. We've got Bert Davis coming back with the dog acts and whatnot, so that'll be kind of exciting. We also did bring back the local team roping this year, and that's been absent for a while, but we thought we'd bring it back, and it looks like there's going to be a full slate with them. The Calcutta, I want to reference back to that a little bit. Tim Orpert, who is our calf scramble chair, really has that figured out to where it makes it a very fun event for the local people, and you'll really enjoy it. Also, you're going to probably our biggest crowd pleaser be the mutton busting. That's very, very popular. Along with all the other events, the barebacks, the bulls, the saddle broncs, the professional team roping, tie-down roping, steer wrestling, and can't forget the barrel racing. It's going to be a great event. Also, each day we always start the event off with the team extreme bronc riding, so that seems to be a very popular event that we always enjoy bringing back.
So team extreme bronc riding, for anybody who's not familiar, what does that all entail?
Well, it's basically three guys that team up on a horse, they're total prospect to get a saddle on it and ride it around the arena through a barrel situation. It's quite entertaining. It can get pretty exciting.
And then is there a kiddie rodeo this year?
Yes, there is. On Sunday at 12:30, the kiddie rodeo is back, and the participants will be in the boot race, the stick horse, and the adult child calf scramble. And that one there always seems to be a crowd pleaser.
So a lot of excitement at the rodeo that weekend that's going to be coming up. Audie Archer, anything else about events that weekend that people will want to maybe take part in?
Yeah, we do have, a Kubota from Garden Tractor that we're raffling off. Tickets are $100 a piece. We're only doing 500 tickets, and it will be at the Grape Steak Barbecue on Saturday. All day. We'll be at the garden show on Sunday all day, and we'll have different businesses in town like Tractor Supply and Wilco and Jamestown Feed, where we'll have people that come in and want to buy a ticket. But the Kubota is a thing that we're doing to help keep our rodeo going and hopefully have some seed money for next year to get our rodeo started for next year too. So it's quite an ordeal just to get the raffle tickets out there, and people are being great. They're selling pretty good. The other thing we're doing at the rodeo this year is with a raffle ticket that the Queen contestants are selling. We're doing $1,000 on Saturday and $1,000 on Sunday, those are only 500 tickets out for both days. So we usually do it on Sunday, but we decided let's do it 2 days so we have a better chance of somebody winning Saturday and Sunday. So that's a little extra plus for the crowd. Sunday, we do have Cowboy Church at 10 o'clock with Rick Holiday, and that'll go from 10 to 11. Mother's Day breakfast is served at the Manzanita Room Mother's Day from 8 to 12 at the fairgrounds, and that's always a fun event for plus people hanging around the fairgrounds working, doing things. You know, they have a place to go and have a nice breakfast with their moms.
Very good. Well, we need to take one more break. Again, we're talking about the Motherload Roundup. It's coming up this year. It is the weekend, May 7th and the 8th. That's always happening on Mother's Day weekend. We have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County area from the Sheriff's Posse. We're joined by Steve Zielinski, Dan Dernal, and also Audie Archer. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.